This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hi, Doris. Happy belated Halloween. My name's Lauren, and I'm here with Dean Grisolfi for another episode of Q&A with the Dean. So how are you doing today, Dean Grisolfi?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Awesome. So I'm curious, what is Halloween like for you and your family living on Commons?
Oh, well, that's a good question. So it's a little different every year. Generally, it's a little noisy for us. you know, Halloween or the weekend before Halloween, because that's the time when lots of people are heading out. For my own kids, they, you know, we don't trick-or-treat on the Commons, as you might imagine. And also my kids are just starting to get to the age where, like, trick-or-treating is more about hanging out with your friends than it is about dressing up. And so some years we go in the neighborhoods right by Vanderbilt. This year we're hanging out with some friends. But I do love seeing everybody in costume on campus, for sure.
That's fun. So I know Crawford does like a haunted house. Does your family ever walk through that?
So the kids have always been advised not to go because it's too scary. But this year, Jade Wong, who's the program coordinator who works with Crawford, said she thought that they could go, but they are neither of them are available. So my daughter is at a climbing school, and my son has soccer, so no luck for them.
Okay, well, that's too bad. I live in Crawford. I'm unfortunately not involved with the haunted house, but it seems like people are pretty excited for it. Do you think you'll have a chance to stop by? Or I'm assuming you have a busy weekend too.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to try to go. It is a huge hit. I mean, people love the Crawford Haunted House, and it's a long tradition. It must be in its eighth or ninth year by now.
Cool. Awesome. Okay, we're going to switch gears. It's kind of a severe switch, but I think we're getting to the point in the semester where people are thinking a little bit, at least for me, less about, okay, I'm staying afloat in my classes, and more about, okay, what am I doing next semester with course registration? And that makes us think about what we're doing in the future. So I was just wondering, have you ever had a moment in your life when you completely questioned or doubted your path or what you were doing?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I think we all have those moments. One of my favorite things about having a dean's dinner is that I often ask our guest, can you tell us the story of how you came to be here? And, well, you've been to some dean's dinners. We have some pretty illustrious guests, like people who are doing amazing things. And they almost always have stories of like failure that got them to the path. And so, I regularly wonder, is this what I want to be doing? And what's really interesting is that you wonder that in different ways over your lifespan. So right before, like, there's a lot of angst about choosing something and it feels really consequential because you feel like you're setting yourself on a path, and you are. But then also you get to change your path as you get older. And so that creates another sort of opportunity, but also, you know, a little anxiety. It's like, well, do I want to stay with what I'm doing or do I want to change? And that was, you know, that's actually what led me to applying to be the dean of the Commons. So I had just submitted my materials for promotion to full professor. And that's like the last big hoop that you jump through. And I'd been doing the same kind of research for a while, and I was feeling like I kind of want a new challenge. And then the Dean of Commons opportunity came up, and it's a very different work than being a professor. And so, I decided to try it, and it's been a really great experience. But it was exactly one of those moments where I was like, is this the right path? It wasn't that I doubted my decision to having from, you know, being a professor, but it was more like, do I want to continue to do this or would I like a new thing to do?
And how do you feel right now just about your path in the future?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I do think all the time, I have so many hobbies and interests in like new like puzzles and conundrums. Sometimes I'm like, you know, I really would like to be in policy, you know, so I maybe more than the average person think about like, what else could I be doing? But for the moment, I have a grant that is bringing me great joy. It's It's about integrating play into elementary mathematics classrooms. Yeah, it's a great project. I have an amazing team. I have wonderful collaborators. So that is bringing me great joy. I never want that to end. And being the dean of res colleges, it's tiring. There's a lot of nights that are, you know, late, and it's definitely not just a 9-to-5 job, but all of those events are really lovely. I really love getting to meet with students and talk to students. And so right now it's all bringing me a lot of joy.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing a little bit just about your personal life too. And that's it for Q&A with the Dean Doors. Stay tuned for the Commons calendar, and we'll see you next week.
Hey Doors, I'm Micah, your host for this week's Commons Calendar, where we bring you the info you need on upcoming campus events. First up, a must visit is the Ramen Night, hosted at Alumni Lawn. Get to know your neighbors better over spicy hot noodles on November 1st. That's right, free food! Start the month off right with some good food and fun times at Alumni Lawn. Next up, at the Blair Recital Hall is the Blair String Quartet on November 3rd. The quartet has been praised as a marvelous ensemble by the Washington Post. I'm no music connoisseur myself, but I'm sure that's a sign to check these musicians out. If you enjoy a picnic but never know what to do, try out the Painting Picnic on November 6th. Moore College is hosting a picnic with donuts and coffee so you can stay refreshed while creating works of art. To make the evening perfect, bring along a friend and enjoy a creative outdoor activity. Finally, another food-themed event is the Tolman Ice Cream and Game Night on November 6th. If ice cream is not enough of a reason to show up, there is also boba. If you enjoy either of these, be sure to swing by. And that's it for this week's Commons Calendar. Now stay tuned for the Humans of the Commons interview.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Human of the Commons interview. I'm your host Tamara, and my guest today is Ranelli. Ranelli is from Nashville, Tennessee, and he's planning on majoring in biochem, and he also lives in the East House. Okay, so Ranelli, I heard that you're into medical research. Is there any specific kind of medical research?
You know, keeping the options open right now. Just started college, so can't be too picky. Yeah. But I'm definitely most interested in immunology mm-hmm. and oncology.
And then do you want to explain those two a little bit?
Sure. So basically, immunology is just the study of the immune system as a process. It's like its biological processes and whatnot. Uh-huh. And oncology is like the study of cancer, like the study of how those tumors grow, how like those proteins malform and whatnot.
Okay. And then what got you into like that type of research and medical research, like in general?
And so for immunology, it was something I picked up here actually, just like talking to like different professors. But then oncology was, I picked up the interest for that while I was doing a kind of like an internship in high school where I was going around the hospital, going to different like sections. And when I got to the oncology department, I just found it very interesting.
Oh, so you've already had internships for it, kind of?
Kind of.
Okay, that's nice. And then I also know that your dad was like studying his PhD in like medical research and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So is your dad into oncology and stuff? Or?
My dad mainly studies microbiology and anesthesiology. So he does, you know, have his fair share of like cancer patients, but I wouldn't say that's like his specialty. He doesn't like see them like ever. He's not like always like studying oncology.
Okay. And then like, how's your like classes right now for this? Like, is it helping or is it like kind of like, oh, like maybe this isn't for me for like your major? Cause I know you have like harder classes.
Right now, you know, it's going, not yeah. failing.
How's that Jim Kim?
Shh, we don't have to talk about that. Okay. It's going fine ish. I can definitely see like why it's called a weed out class. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like, it's not the fact that you'll fail the class. It is definitely just the mental, like, can I even handle this?
Yeah.
And so for that, it's like, I definitely have a question. Can I handle it?
Yeah.
But then there's also not really a plan B. So just,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just ready to stick it out.
Do you know if it gets easier after freshman year or is it just kind of like the same?
Oncology, I mean, Gen Chem is like designed to like kind of like people that are kind of iffy to like,
yeah,
like deter them away from like something they may not actually want to do.
Yeah.
And so after that, I've been told that like, it gets easier after that, like the classes become a lot more like comprehensive. And so, I mean, most upperclassmen and STEM related fields will always come tell you that Gen Chem is the worst. So I have hope that it gets better.
Okay. Are you pre-med?
I am pre-med.
Okay. Okay. So I also heard that you're like, you like to run.
I do. I do love to run.
Okay. So I know that you're from Nashville. So do you have a favorite path here to run?
Favorite path? I had paths back at home. Okay. There were like trails and like different parks, like General Bragg and whatnot. But since I've gotten here, it's actually been a lot harder to run just because, I mean, we're like kind of in the middle of the city.
Yeah.
Like the best place to run nearby, as far as I know so far, is the Parthenon. And it's already annoying to get to the Parthenon.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I guess my favorite loop so far is definitely like cutting through Stevenson to get and then going through the bookstore to get to the Parthenon and then doing a few miles there, then just getting the way back to add some mileage.
How far is like home from here?
Home is approximately like 30 minutes.
Okay, that's not that bad. So do we have like, are you on like Run Club or like any of that or like club running?
I am in Run Club, yeah.
You're in Run Club? Okay. Yeah. How many miles do you usually run?
I haven't been able to go to their practices just because like my classes conflict a lot. But like mm-hmm. when I'm running on my own, it's usually anywhere between like 3 to 5, like a few times a week, which isn't like crazy.
You're better
crazy.
Than me. You're better than me.
You could do it.
I don't think you understand that I couldn't. But
I have faith.
I don't. So do you have like a motivation behind running, or is it just like health, or is it just like something to do?
I started running my freshman year of high school. And before that, I was like a textbook definition of a loser. Like all I did was like play video games. Like yeah. I did not go outside.
Oh, you didn't touch grass?
Did not touch grass. Okay. Didn't know what grass was. But then, I think coming into freshman year, I was like, all right, you got to do something.
Yeah.
You got to do something. And then my friend introduced me to cross country and running. And then I just kind of fell in love with it from there. It's just kind of how I like process things. It just, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
Like the day doesn't feel complete if I don't run.
Okay. Does it help with stress?
A lot.
Okay. So you've been running after the Gen Chem test?
That Gen Chem test, man. The next morning, usually, yeah. I'm usually crying the night after.
Yeah.
The night of the test. And then like the next morning, I'll try to run it off.
Yeah. Okay. So I know that you said that you haven't been running as much because like we're in the city. So like it's like hard to find paths. But do you have a lot of time to run? Because I know also with your class load and like workload, I didn't know if you would have like a whole bunch of time to do it.
I mean, the workload is like large, but it's like definitely manageable. I'm a very like morning person, so I already wake up early.
Yeah.
And so like I actually schedule my schedule right now is very nice where I don't have class until 11.
Oh, that's nice.
And so I'm still up at like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. So I still have like plenty of time to do whatever I want in the morning,
yeah.
Which usually includes the run to the gym.
Oh, 6 in the morning.
I'm just like that.
You are, because you're better than me. I barely got out of bed at 9 today.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But yeah, my last question is, what do you listen to when you run?
What do I listen to? So actually in high school, our coach banned us having our phones while we ran. So we weren't allowed to listen to music.
Do you listen to it now?
I kind of carry my phone on me just to like, get back into the dorm, so I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But then, honestly, not usually, but when I do, it's like probably like a lot of rap. I usually like listening to like one album, like having a consistent theme while I run, and then just hoping it doesn't get too repetitive.
Do you feel like you're in a movie?
I do feel like I'm in a movie. I feel like I'm in like nationals, like winning a race, like every single time. Like it's the.
Do you prefer running with music or running without? Since like your coach that kind of instilled that into you.
I guess I would honestly say running without, only because I find it really annoying to carry my phone.
That is true.
Because like it was like, it's not like a muscle imbalance thing. It won't make that big of a difference, but it's just like feeling that the difference in weight.
Yeah.
It's just like you become really aware of it and it's really annoying.
When I used to run, like I didn't have like pockets, so I'd be like carrying my phone.
Right.
And then like it's just awkward.
Exactly.
You don't know where to put it.
Yeah.
So, but I personally like listening to podcasts or listening to music when I run. I can't run in silence.
Running in silence, I just think to myself. I'm
running from my thoughts.
You just gotta talk to yourself. You gotta be your own company.
Okay.
It's like,
do you talk to yourself when you run?
Not like out loud.
Okay.
But like I just think and I'm like, what I gotta do today? What's going on? What's going on? I'm saying it's just like.
So it's not just like clear brain.
Yeah, unless it's a workout. Workouts, I try not to think because I mean I kind of want more majority of the blood flow like through my body, my legs, and not so much my brain. That's just kind of like how I race. Like you train how you race.
Yeah, that is true.
And so it's like I don't think of much when I'm doing workouts, like hard workouts.
I lied. I do have one more question.
What's going on?
Do you plan on doing like any marathons or are you training for anything or like are you just like just running and then seeing what happens eventually?
Right now, I am just running to run. But the moment I find like a big enough race where I'm like, okay, I can train for this, I'll do it. Like I definitely like right now I'm in half marathon shape. Like I could do a half marathon and like survive.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to at least do like one marathon.
Like one during your life or just like one soon?
One within like the next 2 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, that's all we have time for today. Ranelli, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
And yeah, tune in next week for the Commons Cast.
CommonsCast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to CommonsCast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.